I'm Yuri Sergeyev, Ambassador of Ukraine to the United Nations. Thank you for your wishes, the best wishes for my country to be prosperous and to be stable. And the ways to solve has been traced recently by the President Poroshenko. He proposed his plan of peaceful settlement in the eastern part of Ukraine. We need peace there to bring their dialogue and to bring the sustainability. We addressed the nations. We got the support from outside the world. We are trying to get the understanding, at least understanding, from Russia Federation, a country who stands behind many of the problems in Crimea and the eastern Ukraine, because the armaments, financial support of the terrorists, they keep going and coming from the Russian Federation. We are demanding from Russian Federation to be responsible partner and to stop these flows of the illegal arms groups and armaments. All the problems they started most probably from the with the similar themes, with the conflicts between the people, the government. The role of the government is very important. Government should listen and hear its own people. The previous regime in Ukraine failed to listen to the protesters in Ukraine. And what happened? The leaders ran out of the country. We brought new government in March, and this government started to listen. To listen people and to do something to satisfy all the demands, to be inclusive. What is going on in Syria? The government of this country never listened, never heard, and still doesn't want to listen their people. That's why this is a serious conflict. This is a real civil war between the government and the people of this state. The nature of the conflict in Ukraine is different. We are not fighting with our own population or within the population. We are fighting the small terrorist groups and separatists who are fearing and terrorizing the region. The role of the religious leaders in the countries where religion is playing a role, like my country, is very important. That's why, from the very beginning, the religious leaders of different confessions, they addressed the nation. They invited for the dialogue. And still they are playing a role. And in the more vulnerable regions, naturally, it's absolutely important. Absolutely important. The joint efforts of the state authorities, the civil society of authorities, and the religious authorities could be helpful to prevent any kind of the conflicts. This is very important, to prevent. Exactly. This is an art which we need to exploit more, how to protect if the conflict happens. So the role of the crisis management of all these leaders, they are absolutely, absolutely welcomed. All of us, to all the nations, to live in peace and harmony. There is a big lack of the preventive diplomacy. When we're speaking about diplomacy, it means that all kind of diplomacy, including culture, which is very important because culture includes everything, the inter-ethnic, inter-religious, and other factors. We are to define what are the potential challenges could happen. It is easy. It's very easy because we know the vulnerable regions in the world. We know where the poverty could be the base for any kind of the conflict. So that's why the United Nations should and could do more in the to prevent any conflicts. What is also very important to define the nature of the conflict. What is going on in Ukraine is neither inter-ethnic nor inter-religious. It is based because of the selfishness. Selfishness is something which is encouraging different conflicts. The rich people, they do not want to share with the poor. Those who have a lot of the territories, they are not ready to share with those who are within the limited space. Those who have forests, they are cutting them just to produce a gas and oil based on vegetables instead of producing food and share with other countries. Selfishness. Selfishness stands behind all these new crises. Selfishness of one state, selfishness of one financial group, selfishness of one ethnic group. So I agree absolutely with your remarks. We need more protective steps to be done now to foresee and to stop at a very early stage any potential conflict.